This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. You already know it's funny. He's laughing already. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, March 13th, 2025.
Yeah. Just like in general, if you text somebody about whatever and they don't answer, do you feel like they at least looked at it and were like, eh?
Well,
I don't want to deal with it.
Let's not allude to what I was talking about.
That's why I said in general.
In general. But we'll see. I was a weight hunt in general, so people would even look into that as something. But
racist mascot, probably, but nothing else.
It's not. Look, if you can have your insurance, I can have my alma mater. You jerk off. So, unless I like it's something like incredibly important, or maybe if it was like a. You know, a friend that was, I knew something was wrong with, and, you know, but my general rule is if I text you about something twice, there won't be a third text.
Oh, no. So you got 2 strikes and you're out.
Yeah, and I look and make sure it's at different times of the day when I send the next text.
Depending on how close you are to the person, are you like, look, I know you saw it. Acknowledge it.
Well, see, now the turn on that is, they are acknowledged when I am reaching out and to do a favor for.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's all. Generally, there would be, oh, yeah. But then this, it's like around Christmas time because I tied it in with something holidays related. You know, not making it look just like, hey, I need. It sounds like I need help. How would you describe that, fat boy? This is a business opportunity. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. So
it's perfect.
Perfect. Yeah. It's like, hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. By the way. And then no response. So I was like, all right. Well, it was the holidays.
Yeah. It could have been busy.
Could have been out of the country. Well, I wait. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go full month. And I waited until, and I didn't again until February. First of Black History Month, I text the person again.
I miss it.
Almost verbatim, but I didn't say Merry Christmas again. I said, ooh, Valentine's coming up, or whatever I said.
How do you follow it up? You're like, hey, I don't know if you saw
it. They did not see it.
Okay.
Because they may not do, like, I think it was Big Brown texted me the other day. I saw the text, and right above it was when he had sent me on Friday, and I didn't even see.
Dang it.
So I was like, hey, by the way, that was funny as hell when you sent that. I just now saw it, which sounds like it's bullcrap. Like hearing it, you know, but I really
You got some credibility with him.
He'll be. Well, I hope. But yeah, so to that person, it might be putting two and two together right now. They ain't going to be a third text. I'll still allow you to respond to the one from February.
I'm getting like that on social media. I'm a big lurker when it comes to Facebook. Now, this may sound, you know,
lurker.
This may sound full of myself, but if I give you a comment on a post, it's usually pretty good. It's going to be funny or thought-provoking.
Yeah, Fatboy only likes the posts of people he really, really, really likes. It's usually about 30% on my posts.
But I got this.
None of mine, so that's good.
It's an breaking weather report.
So, I got to, you know, this person I know, we're friends, but they will only comment when somebody challenges them politically or talks about their small business like negatively. That is it.
Wow.
That and I'm like, you got to learn how this, you know, back and forth works.
Yeah. And also the way the social media works. I mean, like, if, and this isn't toward you, I promise. And normally when I say that, it is, but it's not right now. And it's like, if you go on there and you start, I've noticed this myself, and this is, it's probably like the golden rule via an algorithm. If you go on there and only, like, look at stuff and don't ever like or comment on stuff, you kind of fall off people's radar.
Yeah.
Even though they follow you, like if you're not, that's why like The Rock, and I know he has a team that does it or whatever, he posts like six times a day. It's like, that's a bit much. I mean, that's a lot.
It's like, a lot.
But then again, he's got a lot going on. But I mean, even then I'd be like, oh, good Lord, that's enough. But it keeps, in the algorithm, I don't even know what I'm explaining other than the word algorithm. People kind of now understand, oh yeah, it's like that big dark space out there where you're just hoping that several cluster up together and form a solar system around you. Perhaps you would call it your nation, your universe.
Yeah.
But I wish that wasn't Marvel. The criteria of how people think I care about them is through that.
Well,
you know, because that isn't at all.
Yeah, but I think that it's in, okay, look, down
because
deep.
I love the two of you so much, but I don't stalk your pages.
It's not a stalk. No, I don't think he meant lurker like that.
Yeah.
More or less, like Fatboy keeps up with people via that and may not.
I'm about to unfriend him because the only other thing they'll comment with is if somebody, you know, aligns with them politically.
Yeah, I get that.
And the stuff about their business. Like if someone compliments their business, do they respond to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm like, God, if you like, is Trump going to drive you this insane every day for his presidency? Like, maybe you should not watch the news.
Yeah, really?
Because this person gets real riled up. I'm like, my God,
can
stop.
Can you imagine
it.
Every day of the torment that person goes through?
Are they
I can
Canadian?
Only imagine.
Are they Canadian?
Nope. Hmm. But, like a West Coast transplant now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's not me, like, but,
oh,
you know.
God. You're going to drive your, you know, significant other nuts, I imagine.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that person was probably gonna be like, take it to Facebook, because I don't want to hear it anymore.
Well, maybe that's a good outlet instead of being angry and yelling all the time.
Yeah, but it becomes like you're, what you're known for, like he's saying. Like, you forget
that.
About the other stuff. It's like, all right. And you may even, like, they don't have it on Instagram, but on Facebook, they have the snooze for 30 days. It's like,
oh, yeah.
I don't want to completely follow them, but I'm mad at them right now, or I don't like all the crap they're posting, or maybe they're doing their monthly new boyfriend, new girlfriend situation.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All right, I'm tired of hearing about Carla being the love of your life when Stacy was 2 months ago.
I try to stay away from those. Because if I comment, you know, usually the boyfriend will like just my comment or comment just to me and nobody else. I'm like, okay, you're one of those psycho boyfriend dudes. So I'm going to back off for a little bit.
Well, I think he probably looks at it as like, holy crap, that's Fatboy from the radio.
Yeah, I'm
Fatboy. But when you And this may not be everyone, but when you share something on social media, at least my point of view, I share stuff that makes me laugh or, you know, I maybe a moment of in my life that I think is, that I'm proud of, that I want to share. And not in a, Trust me, you look at mine. I mean, I'm not really trying to flex when I'm showing a horse take a dump like 3 feet from me.
Those
like,
are good.
That's not any kind of flexing. That's the other stuff. When people have nothing going on and you post stuff, oh, can't hide money, flexing hard, kicking out of your, whatever the damn phrase has been following me around my whole life.
I've used
hitting
that
out of your league, whatever the hell.
I love can't hide money. I use that one from time to time.
You look at the pictures like, boy, I don't. What are you referring to?
You're
in
You're not looking at anything on
like,
my
ooh,
page.
Ooh, North Face. It's a. It's not a what? I mean, that's that ain't like some kind of. I ain't on there wearing
North
Bonaducci or whatever it's called. Bela Lugosi. Bela Lugosi.
Bela Lugosi.
Bela Celina.
Balencia.
Huh?
I don't know what you're saying.
Balenciaga.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't wearing that.
Again,
Bella
you know,
Vici or Bella, none of that yeah. stuff. Nothing with an Ichi.
Bella Lugosi.
I love how people just, you know, clap back at each other, especially when it comes to the.
I want you to wear my pants.
I love that.
Oh, you're going to love. It could be like a breastfeeding video, for example.
That again.
People could be like, like you could have filmed that without the kid, and they're like, "Why are you sexualizing?" And it's like, "I'm not sexualizing it. You aren't even thinking." Like, and it just go back and forth and back and forth, and
but that's just real odd. Creepy on both levels.
It really is. Like you guys, you're like trying to out creep each other.
Why are you showing that, and why are you getting upset because people are attracted to it?
Now, this is a very naive question that I'm asking here. I really don't know the answer, but like. I enjoy sometimes when you know the boredom kicks in and you've scrolled through and it's like there's nothing new. Like sometimes you get one of them like there's nothing new.
So Instagram used to give you the little you're caught up, but they don't do that anymore because they know like keep feeding
keep
more.
Keep scrolling through.
Ends, then you end up with snake videos, and I'm like, why do I get these?
Well, so listen, I click on the little magnifying glass or discover,
yeah.
Like, and it's supposed to show you a collection of what you and your followers follow.
Should not do that, but I don't know why it does.
And I kid you not, because I don't find... I mean, when he shows them to me, I laugh at him because they're usually something funny. But I've started noticing on my Discover tab on Instagram, I'm seeing a lot of breastfeeding videos.
Yeah. Let me see what I get.
I know it's got to be from
it
him.
It is. It's not me.
I mean, it's got to... Like, I've got to start going through all of my followers and asking them each.
I got put on vanish mode. Do you know what that is? Vanish mode?
Mm-hmm. You told me about that the other day. I cannot find that.
What did
I
you
wish
do?
I'd known about that long
if
time
if you
ago.
Have a message with somebody on Instagram, they can put you on vanish mode, so whenever you close out the chat,
oh, everything, like snap,
yeah, it disappears.
Okay.
And
right.
It's because I sent somebody, you know how you go on a cruise, they'll make pillows, they'll make animals out of the towels.
Oh,
or whatever.
That, yeah. Oh, yeah,
well, this was like a bunch of towels. Somebody made a huge penis and might have made something that might have been,
and
you know,
it
flying out of it.
Straight up. That's talent.
Was it like wash rags?
Yeah, but it was laid on the bed.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing
was this
either.
Like hedonism or something?
Might have been.
I want to see it.
I got a picture I can show you.
I'm gonna make that at home.
I'm guessing maybe the person's husband saw it, or maybe they thought it wasn't funny and they're all super, you know.
What was your comment though? Can you say?
No, that was just the picture.
Oh, you posted the picture.
Well, I sent it in a message, like, and then a smiley face.
If you show me how to do that the next time I have my guests up in the mountains, I'm making those.
Look, there's two chicks making out in a hot tub. Here's a breastfeeding video.
Uh-huh.
Here's some guy in a devil worshiping AC/DC shirt. Like, it's a mix of
we'll
a bunch of
that.
Different stuff.
My grandson loves Highway to Hell.
Like, yeah, but it's mostly breastfeeding. There was Jesse James Dupree.
And maybe he's doing it. Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. Yeah.
The devil's nipple.
Jesse here for breastfeeding. We championing it, brother. They's only one.
Pow.
You ever seen a kid in Walmart?
That sounds like a Whirly Brothers charity.
You ever seen a kid in Walmart like he's sucking on a football?
Oh, my God.
Hi, we're the Whirlies for Whoppers.
Is this a dream?
At our Jackal shows, we got breastfeeding stations for you ladies could just, you know, whip them out and just not be judged.
Any guys that grab a hold of them boobs while they're out, I got a chainsaw in my hand.
When will it rain?
Hey, show's up here, buddy, not back there.
If you don't grab her boobs, I'll give you Harley. All right? I give you Harley $500 discount to Michael Ballard Land.
Oh, my God.
Give me some full throttle sunshine, brother. Give me some this devil's devil. Yeah, I don't like how it, you know, puts that in other people's feeds like what I'm looking at.
That is, it's,
you're like in trouble.
I think they call it mirroring. Maybe I'm wrong with that. But, yeah, it's showing you like, hey, this is what your friends are interested in. And that's like more of the whole – peer pressure, not peer pressure, but like, hey, be like everybody else.
Yeah? Hey.
See what my friends are following.
You want to know what your buddies are looking at?
What'd you say
to me? Do you want to know what Radio's Fat Boy's looking at on Instagram?
Oh, Paige, there's the towel.
Well, that's funny. It's not dirty.
Oh, did you send it to her?
Oh, I love that.
Okay, good.
Like, you know, I don't know.
I didn't know you had her number.
But somebody saw that.
He deleted me.
Well, I had to unblock her. Somebody saw that, and they're like, oh, that's too much for me.
Can you imagine Tina or Jenny or
Tanya? That looks like some... I don't know what you just said.
Or any of my friends came to the mountains, and this is what they see when they open
it. It looks like
room.
A body's tied up.
Like it's a lot of towels to make a willy that big.
Yeah.
Do that.
And the, oh, okay, so I see the two pillows are that of the gonards.
Fantastic.
Oh, yep.
Wow.
Somebody thought that was too much. But, you know, look.
Oh, that is brilliant.
It's not as awkward as sending somebody something similar, and they just put scene, like they leave you on red and don't say anything. Like, they try to ignore it just happened.
Yeah, but also, like, on text, though, don't you have to change it where people can even see that?
Like you turn off the read receipts?
I think I do.
Like, I do, for sure.
Okay, but when you text me, for instance, I see the little dots going, like, you fingering around on your phone.
Yep, you get three-dotted.
I love when people don't have that shut off, and you can sit there, and you've, like, asked them a question, and you see the dots go off for a little while, and then they stop for a minute. Like, and then they start back up, like, and then they stop for a minute.
But, like, in between the dots, you don't reply back. I know you're reading this right now.
Well, I'm like, when the dots start, like, they're typing back, and then it stops. I'm like, okay, I wonder what happened. Did they have to think about what they just wrote? And is the dots going again, them backing up and deleting what they just wrote, and now they're writing more? And then sometimes it'll get, like, three little fingerings go through, and then nothing. And you're like, okay, well, maybe the red light changed and they drove off. Don't text and drive.
Do you remember? Don't do it. Do you remember way back in the day we had a mutual acquaintance who would
one
when you would message the person, they would immediately want a response. This person may or may not would show up to people's homes.
Okay, uninvited. Up until then, I thought you were talking about Party Man Dan.
They would show up unannounced, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, like, oh yeah, I totally know who you're
want to make
about.
Sure I avoid, you know, certain people like that. Because that's a little psycho if you're like, immediately want an answer.
Yeah.
Just some people just suck at communicating.
Well, plus also, like, you got to think too, like, if you ask somebody a question, a general question, you know, not like, hey, you want to go out or something like that, but.
Going out tonight?
They may read it and have to think about it. That's something I had to think about for a long time. Like, when social media started, like, all right, I saw they read that. And never respond. Like, you might be like, all like, all right, go to hell then. You might be a day away from maybe even removing them as a friend. And then the next day, you're like, you get the message back. So you got to say, okay, maybe they read the message and then they're in an elevator and it let off, or red light changed, or they quit pooping.
But then again, I don't want to respond too fast, because I'll tell people I normally don't respond this fast. So don't get used to it.
But if you happen to have your phone in your hand and someone sends you a message and you immediately respond, we put too much in the thought and the airs of, I look like I had nothing going on, or I'm not busy. I responded to, like, I'm just waiting for their response. And it's like, if you sit there on your phone and you send me a text and I immediately respond, I just happen to have had my phone in my hand.
Yeah, likely. Generally that's the case with me.
Yeah.
But, like, didn't you
got,
like,
me when I'm in my car.
Right.
You just reminded me of a conversation I had a couple of days ago with somebody who, we were talking about boudoir pics, and they said they had a friend who had a bad boudoir session. Like, it just didn't go well, but they were like some, like, outtake pictures from it. And then this person said, let me see if I can find them. Well, I guess they forgot about the text. I can't text back, hey, where are those pictures at? Because I'm going to look creepy.
How could they be bad?
Because they went, like, a girl didn't do it. They went to a guy who did the session.
Oh, they were really filthy.
Was it a guy from TNC that time?
God, I wonder. Oh, I really do.
Oh, gosh.
She said they didn't turn out well, but, like, she never sent them. And I'm like, hey, let me get the pictures.
That guy's wife was, like, the face of the social media, and when you would call and book it, it would be her. But then when you came to get the pictures, it would be the husband taking them. It was,
surprise, surprise.
Hey, it's me, guys. I don't know why it sounded like that.
Bend over and grab your ankles.
That way.
Yeah.
Can you smile at me through your legs? We'll do a picture. Snap. Can you lay in the chicken wing with a one leg up? Snap.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so they weren't very sexy.
Just, and the lighting, I guess, was off. It's just a lot wrong with it, and it was a lot of money.
Well, sometimes you can't put makeup on a pig. And that ain't like a fat joke. I mean, just sometimes, like, you can't
If you're a little fluffy, you're just going to be that.
Not even that. I mean, just ugly in the face. A fat girl will still be saying, hey, you got a real pretty face. And when I say fat girl, I don't mean that derogatory.
Yeah, I saw a lady at Walmart who had a great body, but her face was woo.
That, you see it a lot. And think about the two if they meet in the middle of Walmart. They're like, I wish I had what you had. She's like, girl, I wish I had what you had. It'd be cool. It's another movie. They walk into a dressing room together. They hug and they switch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's...
Isn't that Freaky Friday?
Yeah, but it's about body modding.
Okay.
Yes.
Pretty girl, hot body, real ugly face. Think about Crap Sandwich. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
That somebody we call Crap Sandwich. Because it looks like they just took a bite of one when they smile. Yes. There we go.
She looked like the game at Frankie's where you shoot the teeth out.
Yeah. Like,
God. Somebody shot her.
Like, if I'm being judgmental, ask me to be judgmental, Paige.
Please, by all means.
Probably like an 8 out of 10, body wise, but face, like a negative 8.
Wow.
Negative 8. This Walmart chick, great body, I'm telling you. But that
like
face.
Somebody
was...
gave her swirlies on hot pavement.
And, bless her. Yeah. God gave her a nice
But then there's probably a woman who weighs 450. And she has the face of a cherub, like a beautiful angel.
Yep.
They want to intertwine.
She's a big one.
All right.
Big, too big.
We'll come back to that.
God, we're harsh people.
Find a role.
No, you asked me to be.
No, I appreciate that. Because there's people that are not naturally beautiful, but they can be beautiful if they use the right
She's so big, she has to be a role model is what she is.
But if you got an ugly body, you just got an ugly body.
Ugly buddy?
If I said you had an ugly buddy, would you hold it against me?
buddy. You know what I'm saying.
Today's Matt Man's conspiracy mystery is one that I'm going to tell you I had an absolute fun time looking up. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
I really, really did. It comes off of a conversation out of nowhere that was had on this very show. It really did.
Mm.
And it's something that might start making sense after you hear this. Something that Fatboy and I specifically could not wrap our mind around how this happened.
Uh-oh.
And now I think I know why, how, and where. What's the other one? What?
Person, place, or thing.
I said
how,
who,
when,
though?
Why?
Did I say what?
Who, how, when, where,
how
when?
How much money?
Where? Where? I'll tell you where. This has happened, and it continues to happen in Matt Man's Conspiracy Mystery today.
I can't wait.
Oh, well.
You got to.
You
want
to do it now? I mean, you want to do news?
No.
What are you working on in the news?
Well, we're going to find out what Rosie O'Donnell has in common with Ellen and Portia.
Well, I think we already know.
No, you don't. Not that.
Gee, text in if you don't know that. I'm going to feel sorry for you. Send in the emoji of your choice to guess, okay?
Please.
1-800-774-0093. What does Ellen DeGeneres, Portia de Rossi, and Rosie O'Donnell have in common?
What was it?
1-800-774-0093.
You're all wrong.
The TLCMotors.com phone line. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello. You don't even know what kind of eggs to make.
What kind of eggs I want to be?
I'm Paige. Oh, we get a medley. And we begin with this. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. Well, Rosie O'Donnell has something in common now with Ellen and Portia. What could it be?
Let me read the text results before we go into that.
I want to know.
15 red circle with a line through it emojis, followed by 15 eggplant emojis, 37 oyster emojis, 49 tongue emojis with then peach emojis, 58 softball basketball emoji combos.
Wow.
And then 69 devil emojis.
Here's here's two scissor emojis.
Oh, we've got no scissor
Interesting.
Ones.
Interesting.
Somebody nailed it, but they phrased it as a question, like they weren't sure.
Can you question it? I mean, can you say it?
They all lick blank?
No.
Batteries.
Interesting.
That's what I guess it was.
Interesting how these theories.
Reminds me of the raccoon lady.
How these theories are out there about these people's lives.
Is she on the phone, raccoon
she
lady?
She might be.
Raccoon lady, are you
bring
there?
On the phone.
Let me open up the little server.
Trump's probably
I live way out in the woods.
Okay.
And she can come and stay with me. I got a bunch of flashlights. And we can hunt raccoons. And I'll eat her all night if she's in any way involved in that way.
Have all three of those women went to live with the raccoon lady?
Rosie heard her, and then she's like, I got to move.
I wish I felt that way.
No, we don't have flashlights
up here. Life would be so much more simpler.
Yes. Wouldn't it be great if they'd had to bring a big commune together?
Yeah, it'd be great if I wanted that. Why do I like guys?
Sounds like a cult. What? Same amount of letters.
Why do I like penis so much?
Well, I'm going to put that with yesterday's
point. They would burn those in effigy every night. They would. They'd have a circle of candles or little tea lights around this big old gargantuan dong that they set afire and dance around at
dong.
Night.
Float
maybe
Gooch candles or whatever Paltrow sells.
Right.
Whatever she calls them. Their company?
Goop, Gooch? I believe.
Goop. Gooch was Arnold's bully on Different Strokes. Whatever this.
Got him mixed up.
Well, whatever you're thinking.
You got the Gooch, babe.
I like that song. All right, so that's not the case, unfortunately. We've lost another lesbian in this country.
No.
No. Ellen DeGeneres and Portia fled to England, and now Rosie O'Donnell has moved to Ireland.
This is a question for the gentleman in the room.
Oh, boy.
What do you want to know?
Go to the places where women are being raped repeatedly.
Are you talking to me or just...
No, I was not a command to you.
Wow.
They would stop suddenly. You may be the one that ends the peace talk.
I felt like I drew a Monopoly card and that's what it says.
Oh, my God.
Do I go to jail? No, it says you go to the place where people get raped a lot.
Go to O Avenue and protest the name.
Is this the part of the Monopoly game that you gave me, Matt Man?
No. No, that was like the R-rated version
of that. I played it.
Let's say you're in a situation with a female and she's like, you know what? I would like to have a threesome adventure. Uh-huh. And the other person that
keep
was
talking
is Rosie O'Donnell. But you're not fooling around with her. Would it be interesting or would it be too much like another guy in the situation? Because I think that would be like an interesting to see how that works.
Oh, yeah.
Throw the fact that she's just ugly to me.
I think it'd be kind of cool.
I don't look at her and say, yeah, I want to do that. Not even out of curiosity. I'd probably watch the tape.
even more so now because of her hair, you know. She's like a silverback.
Like I watched the, Tanya Harding. Never found her to be attractive, but I watched the porno that time.
Oh, she did a porno?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I watched the one with China.
I did. I saw a couple of
curiosity.
She was attractive for I don't know.
It was. There was a lot going on there.
Hard jawline.
I saw a couple of those. Yeah. It'd just be interesting to see Rosie in that situation.
With Rosie Perez.
Make me sick.
Like whoever you know you want to put in there.
The two Utes.
Javier Perez and Lopez, not Perez.
I was going to say, former catcher of the Braves.
That's my buddy I went to high school with. I get him mixed up with the catcher of the Braves, Javi Lopez.
What about Rico Duke? You want to throw him into the
mix? Might as well. Everybody.
Everybody in.
That's what the reunion's going to be. We tricked you. It's hedonism themed. Show up butt naked, please.
So this is what went down.
You can press four if you want to.
With an orgy. She brought her 12-year-old daughter, Clay, and her service dog with her, and she had a lengthy TikTok video that she says, quote, "It has been heartbreaking to see what is happening in America politically and hard for me personally as well." And she
She's on TikTok?
Yeah.
I think she'd be on Top Block.
I don't think she's going to get it.
The people here are so loving, kind, and welcoming. I'm very grateful.
Well, there's not much action going on there, right?
Bull crap. There's major conflict in Ireland and also in England. There's a video that I will show you that it says, guess where I'm at? And somebody on vacation. And they're walking through, and there's nobody on the face of this earth, unless you just know the town, would look at that video and say, London, England. Because it looked like it was another complete country.
That's what Germany's going through right now.
Well, Ireland's facing a little bit of that, too. Oof. But peel that back to our Civil War. We were bringing German and Irish people here to fight the Northwest. Because the men were like, screw this. We've got like a flourishing textile industry up here right now. Mm-hmm. And they would go and like watch the Civil War. While the Irish and the Germans came in, we gave them a little bit of land and they fought on that side of the war.
It's odd that you could watch it pass by and not get involved.
Dude, the aristocrats would go set up big tables of wine and they would sit there and watch the battlefield.
Yeah.
Allegedly. I mean, this is all alleged.
That was very common to watch war, which is kind of weird. Especially
crazy.
The Civil War. It's crazy. Like, why would you do that?
Well, the way the Romans went and watched a dude fight a lion.
Yeah, that's true. Most things we saw about the Civil War, they'd be passing through the town or the neighborhood and like
everybody
wouldn't kill anybody.
Stand and watch.
Yeah, they just like, you know, they really fought the other side, nobody else.
Yeah. And then on the other side, too, though,
there was decorum, damn it.
Well, there was decorum, but there was some Mexicans that fought on our side in the Civil War, and I don't know if we gave them land or anything.
God, could you imagine if the North wanted some of this now?
Oh, no.
We'd overload.
That's why that won't ever come up ever again.
Our Latino brethren would chip in with us, and we might be able to overtake them in a couple hours.
I mean, I think so. We'll get the dude who called in and didn't know his son was his nephew or whatever it was.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll get all these people in. All right. Paige, that was...
We'll ambush him in a Super Mercado.
That's right. That was excellent, Paige.
Sorry about that.
No bueno with me, go, because you're going to get El Chateau.
Right. Mm. And then the North are like, all right, well, we'll go in with the Canadians. They're like, dude, we have one airplane. We have one fighter jet. What do you want? Thank you, Paige. Fat boy. Oh, they're getting a new prime minister.
Oh.
That's what they're like. They we love our guy. And then, oh, no, you don't, do you?
I think it just transitioned, right?
Yep.
Or just happened, yeah.
Good, good. You're going to be a state before you know it, I swear to God.
He's going to sell to me. Fat boy, what is up in sports?
You know what's funny? You just mentioned Mexico. We got something for you Spanish-speaking baseball fans out there.
Mm. Listen up, Paige.
That might be worth some money now. Just got pulled from the market. You know, before every baseball season, they release new caps. New era it is.
Yes.
Well, now they released a cap that might have had a bad word in it on it in Spanish.
Uh-oh.
So we got the cap for you.
Well, I've wondered that on...
Now, when I say bad word...
Bad word to the FCC.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
But
well,
this is a...
Does it look like a bad word or it is? Like, it's not like the candle from Bed Bath & Beyond, like clan hoods.
You know what? I think you could draw from it, and then you can guess when I show you the cap. Okay. And then I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
Okay. Yeah, show me the cap and don't explain it first and see if I see it without that that psychological...
Now, you might have to write it down. You might have a pen and pencil.
Oh, okay.
Or paper.
I'll get both of those next. Sports. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles. I'm going to skip that sports history. It's not that good.
Oh, I usually... Okay, if it's not good, then... I probably wouldn't... It's probably hockey-related or something.
Nah, it's golf-related, but it was only 2 years ago, and it's not...
Oh, chances are I won't remember that, then.
It's not really anything of note. Yeah. But it does involve Tiger Woods, and he is in the news. He ruptured his Achilles tendon. So, of course, it didn't affect his TGL schedule because his TGL team... Jupiter Lynx did not make the playoffs. So he was probably going to be at the Masters or at least try. But not now. Not no more, it says.
Where's this? Okay, so I don't keep up with this. His son, is he in on the...
Charlie.
Is he NCAA? Or is he on the LIV Tour?
Charlie is 14 or 15.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know.
And I know his daughter.
Been talking about him forever.
His daughter's playing. Charlie's 16.
Good Lord.
But, you know, he's on the rise.
He probably hangs out with Tony Hawk's son and Blanket Jackson.
His daughter doesn't. I don't think she plays golf. I think she plays soccer. But
no.
She's, you know.
She plays something.
Evidently, she's a pretty good athlete at soccer. Yeah. So, here's the Texas Rangers story.
Then you got the Rock's daughter.
Yeah.
What about the Texas? Oh, yeah. I'm going to walk over and look.
Let me find.
10 minutes later.
So. So I'll go ahead and show you the picture. See if you can figure out what that is.
Yeah.
I
don't know what that word means, but I see it.
So what the cap is they'll take, like for the Texas Rangers, it says Texas across the cap.
Ow.
But where the X is in the logo is the big T for Texas. So like, for example, you know, Toronto, they would put the Blue Jays logo in the middle of the word. So it's going to cover up the middle letter. But.
Is that Spanish for blankies?
Yep.
Wow. Titas.
Yeah. Hmm. So that is Spanish for the T
so
word.
So I can say it in Spanish? Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't think
Let's not find out.
But if you look up the Spanish word for the T word for boobies, you'll get the spelling. It's a five-letter word. And that's what they put on the Texas cap. So.
That's funny.
Major League Baseball, new era, pulled the caps. You cannot buy them.
Yeah, but they knew. I mean, there's people look when you're in design and stuff like that. Like you look that stuff over a million times. You have all your friends look at it. You wear the hat to your mom's house or whatever. Say, hey, you like the hat? Why does it say Blankies in Mexican? Well, that's Spanish, Mom. Also, that says Texas with the Rangers logo.
Well, it says here in 2024 there was an Oakland A's cap. Then it's called a shadow cap. But it says ass on it. Can you see it? It has the big A to the left. And for some reason, it has two S's.
Oh, yeah.
They pulled that one, too. Here's the thing. Somebody's going to find a way to mock it up. A good knockoff.
Yeah.
To where you're not going to know the difference.
No. It's like buying a T-shirt in the parking lot of a concert.
If you got a cricket, I imagine you could probably do about anything.
Yeah, but that's embroidered. Embroidered. Oh, I got to send you a... God, I got to send you a piece of audio. I found,
excuse
you know
me.
How we like, what's his name? Reverend Al Sharpton mispronouncing words. I've got somebody
what's his nuts?
Very, very famous, not mispronouncing a word, but it's how they say it. Is
Yeah, send it to me because I don't know.
It's, I don't
see if I can decipher what it is.
I don't want to wait until the next Best Damn Audio to play it. Like, I want to play it now. Not right now, but at some point.
We'll mock it up and throw it in. We out of here.
Mock it up.
Get that cap. Take a picture. Send it to us.
Yeah. God. Paige, are you a Texas Rangers fan? No, you're Oakland Raiders. Oakland A's.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep. Fat Boys Red Sox.
Soon to be Vegas A's now.
And I am Robert's. Go Barfs.
Altana.
I like Oakland.
We got a Barf birthday today. You might have to wait around for. Wait around until about 9:40.
Maybe. Okay. So. All right, we'll do some telephone calls, 1-800-774-0093. You can, of course, text if you're a wuss or, you know, don't have the time to call. You can text, but phone calls are great. Anything you want to talk about, 1-800-774-0093. I've also rethought my movie idea. And since we have an actor in the room, I thought I might, like, float the idea by.
Oh,
the orphan boy. Movie.
Oh, yeah.
I've rethought it.
Well, yes, it's good to bounce off a fellow.
It's like what they should have done with the Rangers hat. They didn't do it. Clearly, someone said, dude, that says boobies on your hat.
Yep. I mean, come on, it's going to sell.
It's a beautiful movie. I haven't written it yet. It's more or less just a thought at this point.
Well, these scripts go through a lot of drafts, right?
Yeah. Three, four, five. You got to pitch it. You got to, you know, don't write
it. I'm in the bullpen, baby.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, 1-800-774-0093. The TLCMotors.com phone lines. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.